This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm the executive director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about different situations, you know, how you can get yourself into situations that will lead to domestic violence and abuse and that sort of things. And today we want to talk a little bit about our children. And, you know, April was Child Abuse Awareness Month. We just finished with April, and that's a topic that's on our minds. So we'd like to talk a little bit more about our children and some of the issues they can get into. And particularly we want to talk about the Internet. And I know, Samantha, you've got a small child, and chat rooms are real popular with kids, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got an 11-year-old, and we have our computer in the hallway where I can kind of keep an eye on what she's into, and I guess she can keep an eye on what I'm into also. But the Internet brings the whole world to you, and it can bring a whole world of dangers to your home.
That's right, and people aren't often as they appear to be on the, or make themselves appear to be on the Internet, and a person can be posing as a child, it can actually be an adult. And we've, of course, all read in the news about a lot of cases where that's the situation, and they're trying to lure our children into meetings and that sort of thing where some bad things can happen.
Yeah, and that happens around here. I mean, we've seen it in our local newspapers, and having worked different cases involving children and the Internet, I'm well aware that it definitely does happen right around here.
And some of the things that you might want to keep an eye on with your children if they are on the Internet are like the use of video cams. Are your children using video cams? And, you know, what kind of pictures are they sending and receiving with folks?
Exactly. If your child's in his or her room with the door closed, doesn't want to let you in, and they have a webcam, I would be really careful and check on that. We've had stories. Parents and grandparents have reported to me that they found out that their preteen or teenage daughter or granddaughter or grandson were sending nude webcam photos around, probably to a pedophile on the other side of the computer.
That's right. And there's also a popular site called MySpace that children like to get on, and they can post pictures and information about themselves and so forth. And if you're a parent, you know, you probably ought to check and see what your child is posting out there and what their friends are posting out there.
Right. And oftentimes, I know my daughter's probably more computer literate than I am, and she's not afraid of new technology like I am. So sometimes it's ignorance of a new technology that keeps parents in the dark. And
that's right.
We need to learn more and more about what is this new technology.
You know, one of the things you can take advantage of is I used to run a computing organization in a previous life, and when you go out on the web with a browser, you'll notice sometimes you start typing in a website, and if you've been there before, it'll automatically fill in the information for you. And that's because there's a history that's being kept somewhere on that computer. And if you know how to access that, you can actually go and see where people who are using your computer, like your kids, what kind of sites they're visiting, and check them out for yourself and make sure that, you know, they're not getting themselves into some bad situations.
Exactly. And oftentimes modern day parents, myself included at times, have thought, oh, I'm infringing on my children's personal space if I do that. Well, when you're raising children, we are responsible for their safety until they're 18. So I feel like we need to infringe away at
That's
times
right.
to protect them.
Usually, you know, when we were growing up, we only had to worry about the people we met on the street corner or down at the mall or whatever. But today, you know, you're subject to meeting people from any place on the world who can have a negative impact on your kids. And I know I use AOL, and they have some features. I think you said that your child is...
I have AOL, and you pay a little bit more for it per month, but they really do have some good safety features. And my daughter, if she logs in with her name and password, then the only sites that she can visit are kid-friendly sites.
So keep that in mind and know where your kids are going and what they're doing on the Internet. You've got, as we close here, you wanted to make an announcement about an auction that you've got coming up soon.
Right. June the 23rd, which is a Saturday, is our biggest fundraiser of the year It's our Simple Supper and Silent Auction, and it's going to be at the Higgins United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Barnesville on June the 23rd. And we'll announce this again, but we always ask for donations from local artists, and I've sent out a lot of letters to artists in the area. But I know some people come, some people go, and you may be new to the area and an artist. And if you are interested in donating an item of your artwork to us for the silent auction, then we would love to have the donation.
Give us a phone number they can call.
Please call me about that at 678-3436, and you can leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back with you. Or you can call me at 208-2981 about a donation for the Simple Supper Silent Auction.
And so keep that in mind, and we want to thank you for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.